Members of Greater Boston's Jewish community are celebrating the life of an 18-year-old from Sharon, killed in the recent wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. WBUR's Simone Rios was in Sharon yesterday for the funeral of the 18-year-old Ezra Schwartz.
Lech mi bechi ve'einayich mi dima.
18-year-old Ezra Schwartz is remembered as a young leader, a son, an athlete, a role model to his four siblings. And for Rabbi Dr. Meyer Sender, spiritual leader of the young Israel of Sharon, Schwartz's death makes him a martyr.
Ezra is a holy martyr, a kadosh. His life is a meaningful life. His death is a meaningful death. His life overflows with meaning because Ezra overflowed with life.
Authorities say Schwartz was shot last week in a Palestinian attack that killed two others, a Palestinian and an Israeli. He was traveling in an area of Jewish settlements in the West Bank, Gush Etzion, where just yesterday a young Israeli woman was stabbed to death. Mourners filled Temple Sinai in Sharon, with hundreds more spilling out onto the lawn to pay respects to the Schwartz family. Rabbi Sender.
He had a heart as big as the world. And his greatness is how he used his strength to care for others with great gentleness. That's the sign of true strength. It's expressed in care, to help, to protect. He used his strength to strengthen others.
Schwartz was one of five children. He was studying in Israel for a gap year after graduating from Maimonides School in Brookline. Schwartz's father says he was planning to enter Rutgers University after returning from Israel. Ari Schwartz recalled his son's athletic prowess, particularly on the baseball field, but also the quirkiness of his personality.
He had so many little idiosyncrasies. I used to wonder how this would affect his relationships in his life. Over the past few days, I have had a chance to talk with many of his closest friends, and now I know. Somehow, he made people realize that those little quirky things that he did, like flicking people's ears, was somehow his way of saying, I love you.
The death of Ezra Schwartz is the latest in a series to touch the Jewish community of Greater Boston. 76-year-old Newton native Richard Lakin died last month after he was shot and stabbed on a bus in Jerusalem. And in November of last year, another man with Boston roots, 59-year-old Rabbi Moshe Twersky, was killed in an attack in Jerusalem. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.